TV set all night
and every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do.
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 5. Why aren't you watching? I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVholic from tvholic.com.
And I'm Amory from mytakeontv.com.
Very good. Hello, guys.
Hello.
I have some bad, some good. I don't know what kind of news it is, but it's no news. That's what it is. I've not done my homework this week. I've been very busy at work. I've been reading the TV news, but I haven't been writing down the headlines that I thought everybody would be interested in hearing. So I apologize to everybody out there. I only have a little bit of news. I have that The Mentalist was picked up for a full season. Yay! And that, what else? Mad Men was also picked up for a full season, even though the showrunner, what's his name, Amory?
Matt, either Wiener or Weiner. Not really sure which is better.
Well, right now, they're AMC's probably calling him Weiner because he wants some more money.
Or Wiener, actually.
Well, both apply, yes. he hasn't signed a contract yet, but they have picked up Mad Men for another season. So hopefully they'll get him back because I'm sure it is his vision that's making the show so great. And then also that Jessica Walters has been bumped down from a season regular on 90210 to a reoccurring guest. And that's all I've got written down. Does anybody else have some news that they want to talk about a little bit?
Not really.
The only thing I have is that ABC has ordered a few more scripts of Eli Stone, and they did that even before the episode aired last Tuesday, and so they seem to be high on that show, which they should be since it's pretty good. That's pretty much it. But, you know, no news is supposed to be good news, so this should work out well.
You didn't even bring up the one you talked about. MRC, sorry, now I remember. MRC has halted production on Valentine and Easy Money. They, however, say that it was a planned halt in production. Other people are speculating that it's because the numbers are so, so, so bad. They're really bad, people. If you like the shows, you better be watching, because right now those numbers don't inspire a lot of confidence. I don't know what else they would replace them with, though, and it's not like MRC can just go out and throw together some more shows. I mean, like, a network at least has shows in their back pocket, or they have other shows that they can put in that time slot, you know what I mean? MRC has to fill the slot somehow, so maybe it really was a planned halt. And then I did remember the one other thing I have is that it's now official. It's been announced that Party Down, which comes from the auspices of Rob Thomas, Paul Rudd, John Embaum, Dan Etheridge, has been picked up by Starz, and that should start, I think, in the spring of 2009. I'm very excited about it. It's about cater waiters in L.A. who moved out to L.A. to get into the entertainment business and are now in their 30s and having to realize that maybe that's not the business for them. It's a comedy, and from everything I've heard about it, it sounds very funny. So, and it stars, well, not stars, but Ryan Hansen is part of the cast, so I'm very excited about that.
I love him.
I love him, too. And like I said, it's official now. I posted it on my blog, for those who wanted to know, an exclusive, about a week and a half ago, I think. Have some behind-the-scenes spies, if you want to call them that, on the show. So I did know about it beforehand, but it's finally out there. So I'm very happy that everybody else now knows about it or knows that it's real and not me just making up stuff. And that's all I've got.
Are you sure?
Shut up. Yes, that is truly all I've got. I have nothing else written down, unless we want to play a little TV game to steal from Dan and Kathy. Dan, I'll give a little shout out to Dan and Kathy since I just invoked their names. Kathy from GiveMeMyRemote.com and Dan from DuckyDoesTV.com. A little plug for you two. I don't really have a TV game, though. I was trying to think of like one that I would have.
Just wanted to make them think that we were stealing one of their bits.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, if we don't have anything else, then I'm going to take us to a little break, I guess, and then we'll come back with our topic of the week, which is what TV shows you aren't watching but should be watching. Be right back.
Want to know what's on TV tonight? Or better yet, want to know what's on that's actually worth watching each night? Then check out TVHolic.com, where we help you find the prime and prime time.
Hey gang, it's Amory. Don't forget to stop by my site, My Take on TV, where I give my take on what's going on in the world of television. Feel free to stop by and give your take too at MyTakeOnTV.com.
Okay, and we're back from the break, and the topic of the episode is why are you not watching? Where we're going to discuss the best shows on TV that, for some reason, you're not watching, and neither are a lot of other people, but they should be. So who wants to go first? Who's got a show that they think that more people should be watching?
Well, I think there's a show that we all agree on.
Yes, there is.
But you guys should probably talk about that one since you...
Is it Knight Rider again?
Indeed. I think more people, because it's already beating Pushing Daisies, why not go for it to beat, what is it up against? Dancing with the Stars? Come on, people. Don't you want to watch a talking car over people, celebrities dancing? Yeah, no.
If this was a car commercial, that guy with the disclaimer that says we are kidding. For people that don't understand our sarcasm, we don't like it. We don't like Knight Rider.
No, that would be a no on Knight Rider. Please stop watching Knight Rider if you're listening to this. Stop watching Knight Rider and watch Pushing Daisies instead. There's my first episode.
That's a future topic. The show's Why Are You Watching?
I don't even know if it's worth talking about. And it might mean that I have to watch it in order to talk about it, and I'm not going to subject myself to that torture. Sorry. So yes, you should be watching Pushing Daisies.
Yes, you should. It is my favorite show on television.
Last year there were 13 million of you. Now there's only 6 million of you. Surely not 6 million of you have gone to Knight Rider. So couldn't like 3 million of you come back to us and just watch? It's cute. I can understand if you didn't want to watch that first one. Even though I did like the second half, let me just be clear. But the other two episodes have been funny and hilarious and great. And now Olive will be back at the pie hole if that's what was concerning you, you Kristen Chenoweth fans. She'll be back and in her full glory, I'm sure. Although she got a lot of story out of being at the nunnery too, so. So that's my first one. Pushing Daisies. Rah, rah.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
You're supposed to convince people.
How do we convince people? Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Lee Pace is beautiful. Anna Friel is beautiful. Chi McBride, that guy, he's the funniest guy ever. Ellen Green, awesome. Susie Kurtz, also awesome. There was the pig in a couple episodes. David Arquette is going to be on. I could go on forever.
The pig is still there. Pigby went home with them.
Nice.
So you can expect some Pigby and Digby scenes, I'm sure. We might have a new ship on the show.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't want to ship a dog and a pig.
Some people might, Amory. I'm just saying, maybe if you weren't watching and you were a dog and pig shipper, you now have a reason to watch. I'm just making an argument. Just a possibility. The show itself is beautiful, much less the people on it. The show itself, the colors, everything about it is beautiful. And if you were worried about... Sorry.
I was just going to say, it's not as complicated as everybody thinks that it is.
It's not. And if you didn't like the oversaturation of the narration last year, they've cut down a lot on the narration. So I think people who were bothered by that part would be fine with how it's been this season.
And yes. It's funny. It's funny and happy, even though it has sort of a weird, you know, he can touch people and they come back to life or whatever, and it has that sort of weird off-kilterness to it. It's one of the most cheery and fun, like happy shows that's on TV.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
I would agree with that too. And they're singing and dancing. Well, is there dancing? I don't really know. But they're singing.
I'm not sure that's something that's going to encourage people to watch.
Okay, we'll edit that out.
I'm just teasing. Perhaps it would. I'm just saying that I know some people who are turned off by the whole constant people dancing and breaking into song. Although, you people watching Dancing with the Stars, once that's over, there's dancing on Pushing Daisies. So see, it's a nice transition.
So you say that people don't want to watch it because of the singing. Explain to me how a billion people watch American Idol.
Because they don't watch American Idol for the singing, Amory. Let's just be honest. And possibly the same people who, like, the people I know who won't watch a show where they break into song. They don't like Eli Stone either for the same reason, because that's just beyond for them. Like, they don't watch musicals, you know? So mm-hmm. I'm just saying, that might not be a selling point. Maybe
it is. Do those same people not like good acting or good writing or direction?
Possibly. Those same people thought Moonlight was a well-written show.
But we're not talking cop rock here.
That's a topic
here.
For another day.
I'm sorry. Jason, what did you say?
I said we're not talking cop rock here. We're actually talking about a good show that occasionally breaks out into song. And in this case, it totally fits with, it's sort of a fairy tale. It's a live-action fairy tale. So
having, it is. I'm not.
Having somebody break out into song is not exactly over the top or something.
This is true. The same people who don't watch it for the breakout in the song also don't watch it because they don't like the narration and the fairy tale aspect of it. So they're probably not going to watch it no matter what. So never mind. Strike that conversation. All right, let's move on to another show since we've done our best.
Well, they're missing out then.
What?
I was just saying then they're missing out if they're not watching it for those reasons.
I would concur. Pushing Daisies, people, Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock on ABC. Watch it.
Another show that I'm sure we'll all agree on. It also starts with a P. Privileged on the CW.
Yes, I agree. Privileged. That would be my number one pick, actually, to be perfectly honest with you.
Mine too. Well, no, that's a lie. I like both of them.
Well, I feel like Privileged perhaps needs the ratings a little bit more than Pushing Daisies does at this particular moment in time. I love the show. Everybody who used to like WB shows, who miss those kind of shows, I think you would really like it because it kind of reminds me, not like it's not exactly like those shows, it just is kind of in the same vein as those shows. So if you loved Gilmore Girls or Dawson's Creek or Buffy or Everwood, any of those type of shows, if you love those shows, I think you would really love this show.
Very specifically, if you like Everwood, you should watch this show because there's good things coming for it with Everwood people if it keeps going.
Yay. Don't spoil me.
I'm not. I'm just putting it out there.
Okay. So Everwood fans, see, you should be watching. What else is... There's nothing I want to tell you to stop watching at Tuesdays at 9. I just want you to watch Privileged as well as those other shows.
But Jason and I, we were on a call. And I was going to say, we were on the call with Rena Mamoon.
I don't know how to say it.
At any rate, she's awesome. And she said at one point that the reason, not the reason you should be watching, but that you don't need to watch those other shows because her show hasn't gotten picked up yet, but everything else has.
This is very true. That's a good argument, Rita. I agree with you. Not that you're listening to this, but I agree with you. Fringe and The Mentalist both have full season pickups, so you don't have to worry about them disappearing. You're going to be able to watch them no matter what.
And Dancing with the Stars is not going anywhere, so...
Is that on at 9 o'clock?
I don't know.
The results show is.
Yeah, and it's going to be on for longer.
Who cares about the results? Don't you just watch it for the dancing, people? You don't need to watch the results show.
Well, they do more dancing, but I agree.
Yeah.
Ever. Joanna Garcia plays the lead. If you watched Reba, you'll love her in this. I have nothing else to add, but I think people should watch.
There's just such good stuff about it. Okay, if you like hot people, there's hot people in the show. If you like funny people, also funny people in the show. There's just so much good stuff about it. With more hot people and funny stuff to come.
That's right. But it's also very, well, it's different than some other things on it. You know, it's a sort of a romantic comedy, but maybe more of a romantic dramedy. So it has that sort of element. Every guy that comes in contact with the Megan on the show falls in love with her. So,
who wouldn't fall in love with Megan? If you watch, you'll fall in love with her too. I'm sorry, that was cheesy.
Well, Amory and I were both on a call with Rena, the executive producer of Privilege today, and I got the chance to ask her why she thought that people should be watching her show. And here's the question that I asked and how she responded.
Every year, there seems to be a show that gets christened the best show that people aren't watching but should be.
I know.
At present, I think that show is a privilege, that it's the best show that more people should be watching.
I agree.
So with that in mind, as the executive producer, if you were talking to a prospective viewer, what would you tell them if they asked you, why should I watch your show?
I honestly think they should watch our show because there is nothing on TV like it right now. And as funny as it is, I think initially when all of the fall premieres were coming out and it's like sort of a mass of people coming at you saying, oh no, 17 shows about rich people and I can't stand it and I'm sick of it and I don't need that one. We're so not that show. It is truly a feel-good fairy tale. And if you want 1 hour of escapism every week, or 42 minutes to be precise, 41 minutes, 53 seconds to be precise, this is definitely the place to go. You don't have this, I mean, it's just, we're just trying to make you laugh and maybe give you a little heartbreak and a little romance. There's so little romance on television right now. There's a lot of, you know, violence and sci-fi and a lot of dark, dark things, but I think romance is missing, and we've got it.
And that's why she thinks that you should be watching the show, and why I think you should be watching the show, and you've heard all our reasons for watching Privileged on the CW on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. And is there another show that people aren't watching that you think that they should be?
Life.
Yes, Life. I second that.
I mean, I know it's on a Friday, but that's no excuse.
Yeah. I third that, and it's a show that people should tend to seem to want to watch, but aren't watching on Friday, because mm-hmm. the ratings are, when it aired twice on Monday, definitely did a lot better, which would be expected, except not by such a huge margin. Such a big drop off. So it's one of the better shows on TV that people should definitely be watching on Friday.
I actually think that part of the problem with that was that they started it on Mondays rather than starting it on Fridays. And so people got used to it on Monday. And even though they mm-hmm. had another show later in the week on Fridays, because it started on Monday, I think people just assumed that it was going to be on Mondays. Like, most people don't pay attention. They just, when it's on, they watch it. So I think that actually hurt them a little bit. But also Friday, everybody goes out and does things on Fridays. Like, I know I don't do that, but...
I was just going to say, I don't either.
I am not your typical person. Most people go out on a Friday night because it's the end of the week. Or that's the night that they'll go to dinner because it's the first night that they don't have to, you know, don't have to go work the next day, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to tell you people that the show is really good. And you should be watching it, because not only is Charlie Crews hot for the people who want hotness.
Especially when he's in jeans. Woo-wee.
Especially when he's in jeans like he has been lately. but it's also just a really, I think it's a really well-written mystery. And they haven't ended, if you watched it last season and thought, oh, where can they go after he knows who put him behind bars? Mm-hmm. Or who committed the murders. He still doesn't know who put him behind bars. He just knows who actually committed the murders. Now he's trying to figure out who was behind it. So there's still a mystery there, and it's still just as good. That has been ramped up this season. They just started. He's back to using The Wall for the people who liked The Wall.
I love The Wall.
I know. I love The Wall, too. I'm so happy to see him putting something
about the show,
on.
So I'm not probably really worse.
You didn't finish that.
I didn't have anything to finish it with.
Anyway, it's really good, people. You should be watching. It's funny, and it has a good mystery. And for the people who like procedurals, there's also the procedural aspect of it, too. I think, and they shoot it beautifully, too. That's one of the things I've noticed about it. Like, the cinematography on the show is great. So there's a lot of reasons to watch, and you should be watching it.
Agreed.
Yeah, NBC's Friday at 10 o'clock.
DVR it if you can't be home to watch it, at least. Mm-hmm. Although you guys should be home by 10 o'clock. Everybody should have a curfew, people.
Well, you know, but I'm out every Friday night. Unfortunately, it's to work, so I have to DVR it.
All right, fine. If you have to work on Friday nights, you don't need to be home at 10. But the rest of
you... But you do need to record it.
Yes. Everybody should be recording. Don't get me wrong. You should be recording it even if you're watching it so that you can go back and rewatch it. All right. I have another show.
And
okay.
I was just putting it out there in case we were thinking we were done. I have Chuck, which is another one that...
Chuck is good.
The ratings have fallen on Chuck, and I don't understand why. It's just as good, people. You should be watching it. It's funny.
It's not just as good. They've ramped it up. It's been better than some episodes. The first three episodes of this season have been great. Mm-hmm. And it really and acted as a great sort of reboot to this series of you laugh, you cry, you watch some fun spy stuff happen, and it's just a great time.
And I love Chuck Bartowski.
Yeah, love him. Woo!
Clearly, you can see the pattern here. So people out there who are like Amory and I, who like the hot guys. Clearly, you should be listening to us and watching our shows because they have the hottest guys around.
It's true.
And I just want to say, for any guys listening to the podcast, there are hot chicks on all these shows as well. So the partner on life is quite good looking, and Chuck's sister, both very fine looking ladies.
Yes, exactly. So yes, people should be watching Chuck Monday nights on NBC at 8 o'clock. You can DVR all those other shows that happen at Monday nights at 8 o'clock too.
That's right. But one of the other shows that's in competition is also sort of one of the shows that I think people should be watching as well, which is Terminator. That's not quite getting the ratings that it should be. But then that's because it's up against all these other great shows on Monday night.
And that is true.
And for some unbelievable reason, most people tend to be watching frickin' Dancing with the Stars, which I don't get.
They like dancing. Which goes against my theory that people don't like singing and dancing. Maybe they just don't like the singing and dancing combined. They like it when you're just dancing, or they like to watch celebrities. I don't know what it is.
So does anybody else have any other shows that they think people should be watching?
No, I think, I have other shows, but I think most of them have like the ratings I think they should have. Those were my big ones. Life, Privilege, and Chuck, Pushing Daisies. I will plug Supernatural, but I think that probably if you haven't watched Supernatural yet, you probably aren't going to watch it, but you should be watching it. It's been great this season. Better than ever this season, I would say.
And it fills a quota of hot guys.
It does fill the quota of hot guys quite well, to be honest with you. Just keep your hands off Jensen, because he's mine. And then How I Met Your Mother is the other one, but they've actually been getting an uptick in their ratings, so... Mm-hmm. Maybe you guys are watching them now. I applaud you for that.
It only took 4 years or whatever to get some decent ratings behind that show.
True. And that's it for me. I don't have any others.
That's it for me.
Well, we talked about all the ones that that I was thinking of, mainly Pushing Daisies, Privileged, and Chuck, and then also a brief mention there of Terminator. And Life is also a good one that is not being watched on Fridays. That's this week's topic of shows that we think you should be watching. And next week will be our Halloween-themed episode, where we'll be talking about some of our favorite Halloween-themed shows. We'll take another short break, and we'll come back with our primetime wrap-up.
Hey, guys, it's Ray. Are you looking to talk about TV with people who love it as much as you do? Then check out my blog at ramblingsofatvwhore.com, where we're passionate about TV, and it shows.
All right, welcome back from the break. Time to start our primetime wrap-up. So starting with Sunday night, what did everybody watch?
The Amazing Race.
Did I watch it? I did watch it this week. Love that show.
We say that every week.
I know we do. I think I say it that way every week.
We do. I was a little sad this week. My boys got kicked off. Sorry.
Yes, they did. I'm going to bring up Kath and Dan again, but they said they were their favorites too, but then they're gone.
I know.
And they were my overall favorites, stupid reason. Not that they did something like not reason from The Amazing Race, but that they did something stupid.
This is true. Not reading the damn clue carefully enough.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know that they would have been as far as they were had they read the clue, because if you think about it, like Tony in Dallas, like it took her forever to finish that bike ride. And given how badly he was performing in the ring by the time they got to the ring, I don't know that they would have been as far ahead, because he would have had a hard time breathing if they had to walk all the way to the bikes and then get on the bikes and ride them.
Yeah.
So I think in this case, it really was a penalty where they deserved a penalty, because the race could have been completely different had they not been to the ring first.
Right.
They probably still would have. There's a possibility they still would have lost. But it does suck that they lost just because they didn't read the clue carefully.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a trend this year. But I was very happy. Tony and Dallas. What were they, third?
They rose in the rankings this week.
I did. I was so happy. It's funny because I transcribed the race. I know people are going to be like, what? I transcribed the race while it's happening for a website called tvclubhouse.com. And every week we play a game called Wilson's Game, which is just because one of the people on the board, his name is Wilson, and he runs a game where you assign points to, like, you pick your team of the week, and then we have bonus questions where you assign points and you try to figure out, like, what three teams are going to come in first, things like that. So it's basically like a fantasy amazing race league, so to speak. And every week I pick the wrong freaking people. This week I picked Bill and Mark. Because I was like, well, Tony and Dallas didn't do well last week, so I'm not going to put them in first. Like I want to, because they're my team. So instead I'm going to pick Bill and Mark because they did really well last week. So naturally they lose. So I get the least amount of points for my winning team. I just had to bring it up because that's why, partly why I was disappointed. I was disappointed because Bill and Mark are gone and I liked them, but also because they were screwing up my game. So I wanted to do this, Amory, since you and I both love this show. Who do you think will win this week? I think we should have a little bet going here.
Who do I think will win this week?
I don't know what we bet on. I don't know what we lose if we bet, but... Ken and Tina came in first this week. Just
I'll
like
tell you what. I hope against all hope that Terrence and Sarah are in last place.
Okay. But that's not who you want to win.
That's not my question. I'm going to go with Ken and Tina.
Who came in second this week? Nick and Star?
My buddies, yes.
I'm going to be loyal to my team that I want to win and say Tony and Dallas and hope that their head start here in front of the other people will get them to the finish first. It's probably not going to work out to my favor, but I'm going to hope for it. All right.
Okay, what else did everybody watch on Sunday?
You mean there's something else on besides the Amazing Race on Sundays?
Look, we like it.
Look.
There is other stuff on. I wasn't overly impressed with the other stuff
it's
on.
I didn't watch anything else on Sunday. I didn't watch Desperate Housewives. I didn't watch Brothers and Sisters. Didn't watch Cold Case. What was I doing on Sunday that I did nothing?
I have no idea what you were doing. Was there baseball on?
There was baseball on. I was watching the Phillies win a game.
Go Phillies.
Yay!
I have no interest in baseball.
You missed out on a good episode of Brothers and Sisters then, because they actually showed that they can have a good episode without having a giant family blow up at the dinner table.
Oh, nice.
That's true, they did.
Pretty much everybody quit.
Well, that's right, everybody quit Ojai.
At Ojai, just couldn't take working with Holly anymore. Kevin also was also dealing with his work problems.
Oh, that's right, because he went to the dinner.
Trying to get that position as a partner and compromising himself to do so.
That's right. I'll be honest, I didn't love this episode. I mean, it was okay, but I wasn't, like, in love with it or anything.
Okay. What a great ending to that topic. Sorry. Anything else on Sunday that really, I mean, was there anything really that...
We really want to talk about, you mean?
I don't think there was any other shows that, I don't know. Dexter,
well, I watched
was good
a bunch of other stuff. I watched Dexter and Entourage and Californication and The Unit and completely and totally forgot to record Easy Money, but then nobody's watching that anyway, so.
Yeah. You forgot to DVR it, so the six stars of the show were the only people watching.
I watched Desperate Housewives and Californication, but I don't really have anything I want to talk about those.
Yeah. I thought that Dexter was good. It wasn't great. The season itself is pretty good. I don't know. I've seen the fourth. Was it the third week this week? I don't remember, but it was pretty good. But nothing really huge strikes me as necessarily needing to talk about it.
Okay. Let's move on to Monday then.
Moving on to Monday. There's a lot of stuff on Monday. Starting at 8 o'clock. What did everybody watch?
Chuck. Sorry with the sighing. I watched Chuck. I thought it was...
Ray, did you watch Chuck by any chance?
I watched Chuck. And yes, I watched Chuck. All right, I'm sorry. I'll stop that now. I didn't think it was as great. Like,
so
I
did
saw...
anybody else watch Chuck?
I did. I loved it.
Was I the only one? No. I thought it was a good episode, but it was like the ending that really was the best for me.
Right.
So good. Both of them were so on their game there in that scene at the fountain. Just Yvonne's face as Chuck is Sarah's face, Yvonne acting it out. Sarah's face as Chuck is as Chuck is telling her that he won't forget her, whatever, that he can't date her because she'll never be normal, and that when she says, you know, I'm sure once I'm gone and you get back to your life, you'll forget about me, and he's like, no, that gonna happen. That whole scene just kind of blew me away. And that's all I have to talk about because that's the part that I love the most.
Monday night I watched baseball. So I got nothing.
You're not very
listen,
helpful.
Listen, it's the first time in 15 years that the Phillies have been this far in the playoffs. Actually, maybe in the playoffs, period. So,
all right, all right, all right, all right. We're talking about TV here, not baseball.
It was on TV, for the record.
That's true. Anyway, it was televised.
What else was on? Gossip Girl, that was good.
That was good.
That's about it. That's all I really have to say about it.
I'm going
to
watch it, so I can't say anything.
Well, Gossip Girl is just weird. It's how they can just go from absolutely hating each other to best friends again is
yeah.
From episode to episode, and you're just like, okay, make up your mind already. Either be friends or don't be friends, but
yeah,
it's getting no. But how about Big Bang Theory?
Oh, so funny.
I'm gonna stay quiet. I won't stay quiet. I will just say for the record that I did not find Big Bang Theory or How I Met Your Mother as funny as everybody else did this week.
You know, I don't think I did either. I thought that they were good. It was easy to watch them. I did laugh a little bit. I thought Sheldon was hilarious, but that's about it.
I know, but everybody else, Jason included, I think, on Twitter and everything, the reactions were that those two shows were great, and I just didn't find them that funny. I didn't find them as funny as everybody else seemed to find them. Like, I found them like an average week where there's a couple of things that make me laugh, but overall I wouldn't say that it was the funniest night of that show.
Right.
I don't know. I thought it was really funny. I think anytime they give Raj a couple of drinks and kind of wind him up and let him go, it's pretty funny. And Sheldon with the asking, well, who are these people and what qualifies these people to make these judgments, and it's like, they're people. But just the whole I don't know, there were some great lines in there. It's quite an honor to be in people without having knocked up one of the Spears sisters or there's a lot of funny stuff in there.
I found the Sheldon stuff about people funny. I just didn't find the rest of it quite as funny as everybody else. But I actually have this problem a lot, so we don't need to fight over it or anything. I just wanted to put it out there that I disagreed, but I saw that a lot of people like thought it was funny, including you.
What else did I watch? True. What else is even on Monday?
The other things that are on, in case you needed a little refresher, are Our Heroes and Terminator Terminator and Prison Break weren't on this week because baseball was on. Heroes and My Own Worst Enemy started this week.
Oh, that was good. I like that.
Yeah, I liked My Own Worst Enemy.
Okay, don't talk about it because I haven't watched it yet.
Okay,
Okay, then I'll go back to then I'll move back an hour to another frustrating Heroes, partially because this sort of goes back to a previous topic on the spoilers. Could NBC not have ruined the episode more with the way they advertised the show?
It's so ridiculous that they really did ruin it, and I was waiting for him the whole time, so I think that was part of the reason I didn't enjoy the episode, because I was just waiting for him to show up.
I mean, because you end up at because that very last scene should have been the reveal. You shouldn't have, all that other stuff making you think that there was going to be some confrontation between, and then it's just her scene into the future, and then, you know, if they would have left all that out, it just told you that there was a big, another secret was going to be revealed. They didn't have to tell you that. It just completely ruined that ending.
I know. Well, during the week when we were seeing the previews, I kept wondering, because the whole thing was he's the villain, or, you know, the leader of the villains or whatever. And every time they were doing it, I was like, did we know he was the leader of the villains? Like, I wasn't even thinking that they were really spoiling the whole thing by saying it was him. Did we know that? Because I don't remember knowing that about Petrelli, that he was the leader of the villains. And so when I actually saw the episode, I was like, they really did spoil the entire episode.
yeah,
with that promo.
If you were to, if it would have been towards the end, and then you learn about the, you know, the father there in her dream, and then you see how everything's happening, and they show you that reveal at the end that he's, and obviously they've gone and broken out the guy that can heal people or whatever, so you can see it coming to, but just that the whole episode, the way it was set up and devised, would have been great had they not promoted it the way they had, because that completely and totally ruined it and made what might have been a really good episode seem not as good.
I agree with that. I also think, quite frankly, because they
actually some answers, you know, to like how people were seeing Linderman and stuff like that. You know, it's Parkman's father is making that all happen. So, but the spoiler promo things, that's really getting starting to, it's quite maddening. I tried it, but it, you know, it's hard to, even though you fast forward through a lot of commercials and what have you, you still sort of can't miss it, you know, if you watch, especially if you watch as much TV as we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was no way to miss this because you never knew when they were going to advertise it. The only other thing I was going to say about it was that I just find the amount of people on the show at the moment to be overwhelming. Maybe if I didn't have 1,000 other shows I was watching on a Monday night, but I'm juggling so many shows as it is, and I know that maybe they don't have to care about that, but they have been introducing so many people and trying to get so many of them into one episode that I just think it becomes too much. And they either need to focus on a few people in an episode, or they need to get rid of some people.
Mm-hmm.
Make Mokinder kill somebody. Don't just make him put him to sleep.
Maya?
I don't even understand it. How the frick did he get Maya on the wall if she can do the eye thing? Like, she must have been passive enough to let him do, or did he bite her or something? I don't know.
Well, don't answer. She started to, but I think she realized that she was also going to kill to the wall already.
Whatever.
She hasn't exactly. She hasn't exactly learned to.
I wish she'd kill herself when she does that. Oh my god, I'm so mean right now. Sorry. All right, whatever. Let's move on. Let's not talk about Heroes anymore because it's
yeah, that could be a topic for another day. How to kill everybody on Heroes.
yeah, a whole that could be a whole just topic for a episode of the podcast is the what's wrong with Heroes.
All right, so I think that we covered pretty much everything on Monday. Moving on to Tuesday. Was there a lot of stuff on Tuesday that I missed?
What were you, Amory? What were you doing this week?
Baseball? Are you kidding me?
Were they playing baseball again on Tuesday?
Yeah. No, they had the night off. What was I doing? Oh, Tuesday I went to Quizzo.
Amory just has not been doing her TV homework this week.
You know, let me catch up. I watched The Mentalist. I watched House. I watched SVU. And that's all I remember.
Privilege was a repeat. Fringe was on. I watched The Mentalist as well.
I did not watch Fringe yet.
Guess we can't talk about that. I didn't watch it closely, I have to be honest. I mean, I watched it, but it didn't seem like it was a show that had a lot to do with the overall thing, so I felt like I could watch it kind of distracted. Like I said, I've been busy at work this week, so.
Well, I won't say, but then you missed out if you weren't paying attention.
I saw the thing that helps if you pay attention.
That I don't want to ruin for those
that... Oh, you guys are spoiling me good.
We didn't spoil you. We're just telling you to pay attention. I saw that thing.
Yeah, you just need to pay attention.
I just mean, like, I wasn't paying, like, real good attention to the actual story, but I was watching, so I saw stuff. I have a deadline at work, so I've been distracted. The Mentalist was the other thing. I thought that was good.
I did, too. I like Brett Cullen, even though he's a gross guy.
Yeah, I like...
He's the bad guy for anybody who was...
I like the openings. I'm wondering how long they're going to be able to keep coming up with something interesting and clever for him to like be displaying his powers of observation and being able to figure things out, like moving her around the room to figure out where the keys were, playing rock, paper, scissors and stuff like that. Those scenes are kind of fun.
All right. I think that was it for Tuesday, though.
House was good, but that's really all I have to say about it. I thought it was nice how they brought everybody back together.
Is what's his name back now?
I think so. What's his name? For those of you unsure what Ray's talking about, Ace Wilson.
Yeah. Sorry. I told you I don't watch House all that much, so I don't know the names as well as everybody else does.
Well, some of the better episodes are when they send him out on a road trip.
Yeah.
Get House out of the hospital.
All right. Tuesday. I think that's it for me. Was there a 10 o'clock show or anything? I think we're good for Tuesday. Moving on to Wednesday. Not much on this Wednesday.
That's why you should have been watching Pushing Daisies, which was on.
Exactly. And it was hilarious.
It was very funny. Sister Christian.
Father Mulcahy. Amazing.
Oh, they're so funny. Oh, so much of it was so great. I don't even know what to start with because I liked it so much.
I know. It was just fantastic is all I really can say.
There was no singing.
There wasn't. There was murder and investigatory murder. Research.
Murder by pig.
Murder by pig. And if Ray just spoiled the ending.
Oh, well. You shouldn't be listening to our freaking podcast if you haven't watched the show. Come on now.
Yeah, you should have watched it by Monday or Sunday night.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're listening to us and you haven't watched the show yet, I apologize, but you should know better than to listen to our primetime wrap-up because we're going to talk about the shows.
Exactamundo.
Anyway, I think that's all I watched on Wednesday because then I watched the debate and then I was doing sci-fi radio. So
I did not watch the debate. I watched Ghost Hunters.
Your priorities in order.
Exactly. I'm voting for Jason and Grant for president.
Maybe they can do an exorcism on the White House.
Yeah. They're plumbers, guys. They're not just ghost hunters.
All right, let's stop that now. We aren't a sports show and we're not a politics show, so.
We are a ghost hunting show.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's all I watched on. What else is on Wednesdays? I don't really have anything else at 8 o'clock, so.
I watched Old Christine and Gary Unmarried.
Yeah, how's Gary Unmarried doing?
I think it's pretty good. I think they've sort of found their rhythm and everybody's sort of fitting into their roles now and not so, I don't know, that first episode, while I liked it, he just seemed so, in the first episode, it was, I don't know exactly how to explain it, but now he seems more comfortable in the role and everything seems to flow a lot better. Mm-hmm. And the chemistry between them is pretty good.
That's one of those that I'm going to watch when other things are in repeats because I just don't have time for.
Yeah.
Well, that was one here in Seattle. They had a couple of the local stations had like other news specials and stuff like that. So Pushing Daisies got pushed back to 9 o'clock. So.
Oh.
I watched Old Christine and Gary Unmarried, and then I watched Pushing Daisies at 9. So it kind of actually worked out well for me.
I didn't really watch much else.
On Wednesday or at all?
On Wednesday. I feel like we're good for Wednesday. Moving on. Thursday night TV.
Okay, so I didn't get to watch all of these shows. I have not watched Grey's Anatomy, so don't spoil me.
Okay.
Okay, that's the only thing I've watched so far from Thursday
night. So for everybody who's confused, we're taping this on Friday before our Friday night shows come on. That's why we are a little behind on Thursday night shows and have not yet watched Friday night shows.
I watched Grey's and The Office and the first half of Life on Mars, and I've seen The 11th Hour, and...
Yeah, that's right. I've seen that episode of 11th Hour already, too. I watched that a couple of weeks ago, so I forgot that I had seen it.
I haven't watched it yet.
That was another good episode.
Yeah, it was really good. I still love Rufus Sewell, and I want him to be my best friend, and that's about it.
I'm a little unsure about the 11th Hour, so, and I haven't watched this episode yet, so I have no commentary on it.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Ugly Betty.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, you're not missing much. I watched The Office. I watched Supernatural. And I watched ER. Can I just tell you guys, do you watch it?
I don't, but, okay, Jason? No, you tell yours, then I have a story to tell.
Jason, do you watch it?
No, I haven't watched ER in forever.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I could talk about it without spoiling you, even though this was another show where the promos spoiled what was going to happen, which wasn't a bad thing, I don't think. It was good for me to know that so that I wouldn't miss it. I think that's why they did it, because there were a lot of people who loved Abby that stopped watching. It was Abby's last show. So there were a lot of people who loved Abby who stopped watching who would watch it again just to see Abby leave. I mean, not just to see Abby leave, but you know what I mean. To say goodbye to Abby.
So yay, she's gone. Yeah.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I meant it actually thinking like, oh, she's finally off the show. Like, thank God she got away from that.
She's finally off the show.
I know, but I mean like, whatever. Point was, Abby left and I was even today I was looking for videos. I had written my post last night, but I was looking for videos for my post today and I was totally like crying in my office. On my break.
I'll tell you what, I watched the video of the Last Dance video with her and Frank.
Uh-huh.
And it made me sad.
It actually made me cry every time I watched it. But I would cry because I've been watching the show. You, I can understand just being sad because you watch it.
Yeah.
since I know neither of you watched the show, so I'll just be quick. I'll just say that I thought it was a really well done episode. They did a quintessential Abby episode. Like, they let Abby shine in all the ways she has shined throughout the show. And that really made it like a special way to say goodbye to Abby. It just, the show just followed Abby in the ER. Normally it follows kind of everybody in the ER. And that night it just followed Abby around the ER. And it was just kind of great. Like, her first night as a doctor was also her last night on ER. So it was sad.
She really has taken this long to become a doctor.
Well, you know, she was an attending or whatever. Or is that the way you say it? I don't know what the deal is with the doctor thing. But yeah, it was the first night she was like truly like an MD. Like,
I got you.
Without being watched over by other doctors. Like, for a long time, you do the being, you know what I mean?
Resident, and then the attending, and then the...
Right.
Gotcha.
So it was really her first night as a true doctor. And that was kind of like a plot point. Like, the new chief said something to her, like, was distrusting her judgment. And, like, the comment was, you know, this is your first night as a doctor. And she's like, I know it's my first night as a doctor, but I've been here for 10 years. So, like, it's not my first night in the ER, was basically right. Her point. So it was just kind of a nice way to say goodbye to Abby. And I was all sad at the end of it, obviously, because I cried multiple times today about Abby leaving the ER. Anyway, so I watched ER, and then whatever. Supernatural was the other one that I loved. Did you watch that yet?
I didn't watch it yet.
I won't say anything. It was a black and white monster movie. Mm-hmm. It emulated monster movies from the 30s. They did like special credits and special ending credits, and like in the middle, like going into commercials and things like that. It was just really kind of fun. Like, it was a throwback to the 30s and classic monster movies. So I thought it was fun and in the spirit of October, and it was fun. Mm-hmm. And that's all I got. I didn't think The Office, for the record, must be not a non-funny week for me. I didn't think The Office was as funny as everybody else is saying it is.
I didn't either. I'm with you.
So now we'll just have to wait for Jason to watch it because he'll think it's hilarious.
Well, I didn't watch it. I haven't watched it yet. But I wanted to say one thing about last week's Office, the bit with Jim, you know, following Dwight around with the timing when he's not working.
Uh-huh.
And then going over and talking to Andy about Battlestar Galactica and just making up all kinds of stuff about it. That was one of the funniest scenes in a while. I just wanted to say something about that one.
It was pretty great.
It was really good.
The talking about, you know, Ewoks and that it was a, but then also saying that it was a faithful shot by shot of the original. And every time he started to say something, he'd show him the clock. And meanwhile, Dwight's like eating lunch and typing and drinking and his soda and everything all at one time, won't leave his desk.
The peeing under the table was a little nasty. I mean, I know that it wasn't really pee, but when they took the bottle out, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna be sick. But yes, that was all very funny. It's been a long time, I think, since we've had Jim pull a prank on Dwight.
Yeah.
Is that it on Thursday?
I watched the first half of Life on Mars. I'm still liking it. I'd have to get through the rest of it, but it was really good so far.
I didn't watch it last week either yet. Actually, I'll be honest. I didn't tape it. Don't hate me, Amory.
I don't. Jason O'Mara might, but I don't.
Okay, good. I have got nothing else for you on Thursday. I haven't even watched It's Always Sunny yet.
I haven't either, and I hate myself for it.
I know. I had to avoid looking at things today because people were talking about it, and I couldn't read.
You can't read? I'm sorry.
I couldn't read the things they were talking about, so I had to avert my eyes.
I got you.
I can read. People, I'm educated. I can read. I have degrees of sorts.
Yeah, and... I think that's it for me Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
so we haven't. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I don't know where you were going.
Obviously, I haven't watched anything for Friday.
I was gonna say I was moving on to Friday.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have not watched any. No, I've seen Crusoe.
Have you both seen that? You did.
Because
Jason, you did a review. How did you guys like that?
I really liked it. I was surprised at how much I really liked it. But I liked the book a lot when I was little. My dad used to read it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was already like, I already like the idea of it. And I thought that it was executed very well.
Yeah, I thought it was, I said he's like the original MacGyver. He comes up with all kinds of nifty contraptions built out of his, you know, wrecked ship and all kinds of stuff living on the island. And mm-hmm. It looks like it can be looks like it'd be a lot of fun, you know, a little adventure. And then the background where they film it is, you know, there's some great scenery and and stuff.
Do they film that down under?
South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, filmed it in South Africa. But it makes for some, definitely a good one to watch on HD with all that scenery. Kind of in a similar way to like Lost, you know, with the you know, has a beautiful backdrop for the setting.
What else? Is there anything else that premieres tonight? No.
No.
Just Crash premieres tonight.
No.
Oh, Crash. I watched
on
Crash.
Stars.
It was just a 1 hour long excuse for Dennis Hopper to say the F word 80 times.
I don't have
Stars. I thought it was.
Oh, I watched it online.
I thought it was good. Yeah, I thought it was good, but yet doesn't interest me. I mean, I can recognize, you know, some good acting, and there's some, and it's interesting creating something with, you know, where you throw together all these different types of connections where people don't realize necessarily how they're connected and whatnot, but it was all too depressing. I just don't see myself tuning in to watch that week after week.
I do have a new TV crush, though, and I hate Jennifer Love Hewitt even more now than I did previously, which I didn't really hate her, so I'm not, whatever. Her fiance, Ross McCall, has the best accent ever.
What is he on that show?
Yes, on the show, he has a New York accent. He plays a cop. But in real life, he is from Scotland, and it's so awesome. And that's all I have to say about that.
Huh. Which one does he play?
He's the
which
cop
character
that,
does he play?
Battaglia. He's the cop that hit the girl.
So
yeah.
The cop, not the detective, just the patrol officer.
Right.
I've got no commentary because I didn't watch it.
But anyway, I didn't watch all.
And
of
I know you watched it online, but I won't watch something online if it's something a channel I don't get, and I'm not sure if they'll always have it online. So I was like, I'm not watching that because
I got you.
At the moment I don't get the channel, and if I get addicted to a show, I'm mad that I don't get the channel.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. But that's it for Friday for me. Anything else that anybody wants to say?
No. It's Friday now, so I haven't watched anything yet.
All right. It looks like we reached the end of our primetime wrap-up. We're going to take a quick break and come back to say goodbye.
Hey, guys. So this week we have our first listener call-in from Adele from Down Under. Adele, I just want you to know that I love your accent. Love it. So Adele called in to talk about a news item we had last week and to chat a little bit about Friday Night Lights, which is convenient since despite it being one of Amory's favorite shows, you know, the one she wants to live in, we have yet to talk about it this season. So take a listen to what Adele had to say.
Hey, T-Cubes, this is Adele from Adelaide, Australia, and I'm just calling in to say I love your podcast, and I find myself agreeing with you a lot of the time. One of the things I agree with, 10 things I hate about you as a TV show, what are they thinking? They're not going to get that same spark between Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles. I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen, and I just don't think they should even try. What I really wanted to talk about was Friday Night Lights. They're getting back to what made the first season so perfect. I'm really intrigued with the whole J.D. McCoy thing and how they're going to let this play out. It makes me so upset that I nearly cry with the idea of what's going to happen to Matt Saracen, probably the most punished character on television. I just feel so bad for this kid, even though he's fictional. If anyone's going to make me cry on TV, it's this kid and the way that Zach Guilford plays him. But, you know, is J.D. McCoy going to end up being a nice kid that's just under the thumb of a domineering father who's living vicariously through him, or is he a genuinely talented kid that's just a pain in the butt? And I'm really interested to see where they'll go there, but I have this burning desire to see Tim Riggins and Julie Taylor together. I loved the sibling sort of relationship that was beginning to develop when he lived in the Taylor house, where he should still be living, in my honest opinion. But I really liked the sort of sibling dynamic that was developed there, and I have a real hankering to see it in season 3, but considering most things in the season 2 have been pushed under the carpet, I doubt it's going to happen. I just want to say thank you so much for doing this podcast. It gives me something to look forward to every week. Much love from Down Under.
Aw, thanks, Adele. We love you too. And we're glad that you're enjoying the podcast and that it's giving you something to listen to each week. I will tell you that you gave me the motivation to get my butt in gear and get the editing done on time this week. I have a deadline at work that's taking up all of my attention, and I was tempted to put this off for a couple of days. And then I listened to your message again, and I remembered that you wouldn't have anything to listen to if I didn't get it done. So this podcast is dedicated to you. And everyone else, we would love to hear from you as well. Please feel free to call and give us your comments and suggestions or just your TV thoughts for the week. You can give us a call on our listener line at 206-350-6869. Or if you, like Adele, can't call in, you can always send me an MP3 at ray@tvtimes3.com or at ray@raylee.com. Either one will work. We'll be waiting to hear from you.
Please hang up and try again.
All right, I think we're done with another episode of TV Times 3. Our intro and outro music is once again provided by iodapromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records. For more information on this song and any other podcast notes, you can check our website at www.tvtimes3.com. Spell it all out.
If you want to tell us your thoughts on shows that we should be watching that not enough people are watching, or you have ideas for next week's Halloween show, just give us a call at 206-350-6869.
Yes, please call, people. You're not calling.
We want you to. We want to hear from you.
Call and give us your favorite quotes from last week. We'll play those. Whatever. All right, I think we're done, you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I wouldn't be without my
TV for a day. So I was just ruining another take. That's all.
Did you get all your frustration out?
And back to TV.